what does it look like to just relationally love people? Like, I think that's like at the heart of it. It's just, it's like, are we able to like pull ourselves out of what just kind of our agendas, our busy life, and see the people God has put in front of us and be intentional to love them? And inviting them into your home is a way to love them.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Dave Wilson.
And I'm Ann Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today.
All right, I'm a little excited today. We're talking about football.
Oh, is it your kind of football?
maybe not. I don't think they spell it the same, do they?
Do they?
It Heather Reddy is with us. It's spelled the same?
It's spelled the same.
I thought it was like an F-U-T-B-O-L.
I mean, in Spanish, yes.
There you go. Football.
This is a good beginning.
This is how much I know about soccer world. I'm done. You guys go talk about this.
No, this is good because you know everything about the whole sports world. Heather Reddy is with us today, but she does know a lot about it.
You do.
I do.
So yes. Tell us what you do, because you do something in the sports world, sort of like we did.
Yes.
And
yes.
Still do. We still lead a Bible study for the Lions. Isn't that crazy? Not officially
fun.
Their chaplain anymore, but since they started winning, we came back. You know, sort of fun.
My husband would be happy to know that. yes. So I work with Athletes in Action, and part of my role is I do chaplaincy work. And so I chaplain the NWSL team, the Orlando Pride, which is Orlando's local women's soccer team, professional team. And then also I'm one of four chaplains for the U.S. women's national team.
Wow. How'd you get into it? Because you were at the great Ball State back in the day.
Are you happy about this right now, Dave?
I don't think we've ever had a Cardinal on here. Well, you're not a Cardinal, but
I'm
you were
not.
There.
I actually went to the neighboring Taylor University.
Oh, you went to Taylor.
Ball State. So
Taylor's awesome.
I mean, yeah, so close.
Now, did you work with athletes there?
I did not work with athletes. Oh. So I was actually crew campus. So we were working on the campus ministry there for about 7 years.
All right.
And so, yeah, we did interact with athletes some, but mainly just with
And then population. Northern Illinois
for a few years, which was cold. So somebody told us it was the last suburb of Chicago, and we drove and hit the last suburb of Chicago, and then there were like miles of cornfields, and then we hit DeKalb, Illinois, where Northern was. So we were there for 2 years, and then my husband and I were the campus directors at the University of Central Florida here in Orlando for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
With crew campus, and about 7 years transitioned over to Athletes in Action.
Why did you make that transition? What happened?
We were growing our family. We have six kids. And so they were very involved in the sport world, playing soccer. And we were just on the sideline, and we were just interacting with parents and athletes all the time. That was where we were just being pulled. And I think we were just, as we kind of got to this place, we're like, these are the people that we're around. Like, we're seeing God move. And so he is an athlete. I played soccer in college. And so we'd always considered Athletes in Action, but had just never kind of moved in that direction, and really felt like after that we were like, if we could do, you know, kind of marry sports and Jesus, we're like, what an incredible opportunity and how fun that would be. So that's when we made the transition over and jumped into pro soccer specifically.
Have you actually read Away Game yet by Ed Yuzinski and Brian?
I have not read the whole thing.
You got to get it.
I've read part of it.
Yeah. Isn't it good?
Is amazing.
No, yeah, it's
really
good.
My husband and I, we started reading it, and we're like, we need to get this in the hands of as many parents as we can, because it actually helps think about how do we enter into youth sports as a family.
How do we disciple our kids through it in a healthy, biblical kind of way?
Yeah, we endorsed it and we had them on. It's really good.
I highly recommend it, especially if you have kids in youth sports and you're just trying to figure out, like, how do I navigate this landscape that literally will take everything from you?
Yes.
I mean, everything.
Yes.
And so it's like, how do we engage as a family? How do we engage? Like, what does it look like to bring Jesus into that space? And so I highly agree. Like, highly recommend it.
I mean, before we even jump into what you're doing with the World Cup, how do you and your husband sort of navigate the youth sports world? You got six kids. Are they all doing it?
And you get to know the parents and families really well, don't you?
You do. Yeah. So our kids their age range is about 20. Our oldest is 23. And then our youngest is 8, just turned 8. So we have three in college. Two are currently playing soccer in college. Then we have our two youngest have been playing soccer. It has been an interesting journey for us because our three oldest, we really did the whole like travel, like intense sports. And draining. Mm-hmm. It was so draining.
And I just expensive.
Remember, so expensive. And so we just remember thinking, we're like, if we're going to do this, like kind of like our second, you know, we call it like our oldest and we call them like the littles, which the is like, they're round. Really not our second round. We're like, God gave us a redo.
Yeah.
So we were like, we want to rethink about how do we do this? And so we actually have been really intentional with our younger kids who've been involved of just kind of pulling back and not jumping into the, you know, just the craziness and really trying to actually keep boundaries within our family of like, what are we, how do we as a family want to engage and what do we value and staying so close to those values, because it is just so easy to let that creep in and just think it's like, my kid has to do this to be the best player. My kid has to do that. If they want to get
parents
this-
and coaches tell you that.
Oh yeah.
If you want to make it to the next level, you have to be on this team.
Oh yeah. It doesn't matter who you are. And they were like, we're going to help you get that scholarship. And let me tell you, 7% of high school, college, like athletes go on to playing in college. 7%. So it's like so small. And I just think it's so easy to buy into that where it's like, I think you have to be, and where we've just even, I mean, in our own walks with the Lord, it's just being so rooted in who the Lord is. And even our kids' stories of how they got to play where they're at was totally a God thing. Mm. It wasn't this like massive recruiting thing. It was literally, I mean, it is like our one son, he was looking for a team and it was the summer. This was just last summer. And he got a call from the coach in the middle of the summer. And he's like, I just had two keepers drop. Do you want to come play for me? D2 school, fantastic school. Mm. And I was just like, Lord, that is so you. Like it wasn't through all this, like, which you can do that. And that's not wrong. It's just determining, I think, as a family of like, how do we as a family want to enter in?
Yeah.
How do we care for each other?
How do we bring God into it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think too, though, what I love about the away game even was they're like, when else do you
get a- That's the book, the away game.
Yes, the away game. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Is like, when else do you get a front row seat to like your kid's character and how that comes through?
Yeah.
We have, as parents, an opportunity to actually enter in and we get to see that and enter in with them in a really incredible way to show them like, what does it look like to live out the gospel on the field? Like, what does it look like? How do you treat your teammates? How do you treat your coach? What happens when you don't play? What happens when you get injured? And I just think it is truly like such a privilege and blessing to be able to see that and walk that with your kids, but also really hard.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with your own inner stuff. You know, it's like you're trying not to let your, you know, I mean, there's so many of like, I mean, I played in college. And so it's like, do you want your kids to, I've like, of course, I would 100% say like, I wanted my kids to play in college.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but to what end, you know? And so it's like, even for me having to sift through that and knowing how do I come alongside my kids in that and make it more about the Lord and not about like, what are they achieving? What are they doing? Because I think that's what culture says is like.
And even to be able to love the families and the friends of your kids.
Yes.
And not be in judgment of lifestyle choices and how to navigate. How do we love them?
Yes.
How do we present the gospel in a way that's not offensive, but maybe it is, you know, it's just, it's tricky.
I mean, even for me, I mean, Ann knows, how do we separate our identity and our happiness in life from how our, and we have three boys, how they're doing on a field.
On a field.
Oh, my youngest got all the way to the NFL and got hurt in his second year in the NFL. And honestly, he would tell you the same thing. This was harder on Dad than it was on me.
It was Dave's identity.
He knew God had called him into ministry and he's ready to go. And I'm like, no.
He's like, I feel great about this.
One more year.
I feel great about
this. Get the money.
But you got Dad, 1 more year. Dad's in the tank. He can't even function.
He goes, are you going to be able to preach this week? I'm like, no. can you get one more game?
I got to tap out.
Bad, but it's how true. We live as parents. It's crazy.
And it's the constant evaluation of, am I holding on to this too tight?
Yes.
And our kids see all of that in us.
They do.
Like for Cody to say, Dad, is it more important to you or to me?
Okay, can we get off me? I brought it up, but let's not linger here.
Well, let's get into it. We're talking about the gospel and how to kind of share with families. Mm-hmm. The World Cup's coming. Educate us.
Yes.
Because we're not soccer people.
Because we're football people. And there's this soccer thing happening.
I was like, let me tell you about the real football.
Yeah, it is the real football. There's a lot more people in the world that watch soccer than NFL or college football.
Than American football, you're right.
Which I can't believe, but it's true, I hear.
I know, it is true. So, and why, I mean, if you think about it, what they've said is like, as you kind of have heard the stats, is like 5 billion people will watch the World Cup.
5 billion.
Billion.
I didn't know that.
Yes, 5 billion. So 3/4 of the world's population will be engaged in the World Cup. during the, you know, June 11th through July 19th. And so that is a massive amount of people that where all eyes will be on this sport. I think there's 48 countries that'll be represented at the World Cup. And this is one of those things where it's like, when you look across the world globally, countries will stop. And I'm like, literally, people will stop working. They will gather around TVs to watch their team play. Yeah. And so you see this incredible unity, even within the country, of people coming together to watch these games. And it's coming to North America. So Canada will have games, Mexico will have games, and the U.S. will have a majority of the games. But it is an incredible opportunity for us as believers to engage with those people around us, whether we like soccer,
it doesn't really
football,
matter.
Or not. You it don't have matter. To. You don't have to.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's an opportunity.
It is an opportunity.
So it's like the Super Bowl times 100.
It's like the Olympics, too.
It is.
And it's like every day for a month?
Yeah, it's like every day, like four games, like especially in the beginning. There's gonna be like four games every single day. I mean, so you're talking about when to engage and invite people over and come to hang out and watch a game. I'm like, multiple opportunities. So it's not, you know, just Super Bowl is like one night. Here you have almost a whole month to plan and invite, you know, host a watch party in your home. And so, it really is that easy.
Now, what would that look like?
We have had major watch parties. I mean, over the course of, we've been soccer fans for a really long time. I've just had people over to watch. And so like you were saying earlier, it's like, you know, I think of when your kids who are on, you know, on a sports team and you are engaging with these parents on the sideline multiple times a week, all weekend long,
you know,
tournaments,
them.
You know them. And so, and sometimes you're like, I just need an excuse to invite people over, you know, because we often are like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have you over, like have you, and you know, life gets in the way. We are all busy. Like we all have a lot going on. Well, now you have a month of excuses to say like, hey, come over and watch this game. And what we have created is we've created this fantastic kit that actually helps you host and helps you have conversations with the people that God's put in your life.
So it's a kit. It's a how-to kit.
Yes. Yes. And we actually tested it last year. Like we got some feedback from pastors and other hosts because we really wanted to make it as user-friendly, as plug and play as we could. And so every item that is in the kit is designed to help you have either, I mean, one, just invite people over to have a spiritual conversation or have a gospel conversation. And really, it's not about forcing anything.
Yeah.
We're just saying, we're like, who are the people that God has put in your life? And we're asking people, even in the beginning, who are the five people that you want to pray for? Mm. Like, who are the people that God has put in your heart that you want to say, I want to see him work in their life? And so for some, it might just be inviting them over to their house for the first time. You know, that might be the first, that might be your step like that. And that's a step of faith. And like, we want to celebrate that. And for some, it's like, we've been having these conversations. We've had a few spiritual conversations, you know, and I feel like we're ready to kind of have that spiritual conversation. We have training that goes along with that. And then same with the gospel. Like we have ways of how do you bridge into that gospel conversation? And so we have a kit and we have videos, like five-minute videos that actually walk you through kind of each one of those things so that you feel what we're praying is one, people would feel equipped and that they would be expectant that God is going to work during the World Cup.
It's so fun. And it doesn't have to be awkward.
No.
It's not like you're going to stand in front of the TV at halftime and say, let me tell you.
You're going to walk up and grab a guitar and sing a worship song and say, Jesus loves you or you're going to hell.
No. We're not looking to be awkward here.
Okay. Or weird.
Or weird.
Yes.
We are looking to what does it look like to just relationally love people? Like, I think that's like at the heart of it. It's like, are we able to like pull ourselves out of what just kind of our agendas, our busy life, and see the people God has put in front of us and be intentional to love them? And inviting them into your home is a way to love them.
Well, I was just talking with Bruce before we started recording, our audio engineer, and he was saying, like, it's such a perfect first step because we all have wanted to invite people over for a small group, like even a marriage small group.
Now you have a reason.
But this would be even a better first step because it's just neutral ground.
Yep.
We're all watching this. This is fun. It's just easy conversations. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be weird or awkward when they're coming into a Bible study. And I don't think small groups need to be awkward or weird.
No.
But it can feel intimidating for a person walking into your home.
Yes.
Sports doesn't feel intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when people hear the word small group, they kind of like, they're like things like they, you know, kind of perk up and they're like, oh, what's have these mean? Expectations and things. Whereas this is just like, hey, come over and have a meal.
Yeah.
Like just have a meal with us. And even in the kit, like we have, like there's a size one, because there are different size soccer balls.
Is it a box?
It's coming. It is an actual box. And we do have some great pictures that have everything in it. But so the soccer ball, there's different sizes. A size one is smaller. And there's a QR code on there that when you scan it, like just fun conversation questions come up. So it's something to like just toss around. Like again, you're just, you have a group of people over and like throw the ball around, scan a question, ask it out to the group.
Like what? Give like, us an example.
Like just like get to know you, like fun questions of like, what is your dream vacation? Just really ones, like really fun get to know you things.
Yeah.
And then we have another piece in there is what, so crew uses, I don't know if you're familiar, Solarium cards. Have you guys talked about? Okay, fantastic. I've used those with the professional teams that I chaplain.
I use those like with the Detroit Lions wives for years.
They are great. And it's an easy way, again, of just like throwing a bunch of pictures on a table and just like asking fun questions. And what I love about Solarium is they can go as kind of fun, easy to like as deep as you want it, as deep as you want to take it.
And these pictures are random pictures. It could be a hot air balloon or a bike or a field, very random.
Yes.
And I remember doing this, Heather, and some of them are like, oh yeah, I just said, pick one that today you're relating, like this picture. Mm-hmm. And so people will say, this is kind of a funny one, but then you can get to the point where this girl picked a card and it's this broken down bicycle. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is me right now in my life. Everything feels broken down and just bent. And I don't even know how to get on the bike because it's so broken down. And then she said, and honestly, that's my marriage. Now you're thinking that would be awkward. You know,
how do we do that if you're in the game?
Yeah, you're like, I'm not pulling those cards out.
US up, is up 5-1, but you just blew that one up.
You would say that, Dave. You're like, no, we're not going there. But I'm saying for that, for our context with our Bible study, it was great. It's like great get to know you. But most of the time, people aren't going to go that heavy.
They're not going to go that heavy.
No, they're not.
And it's evergreen. Like you get to take that with you. And so it's like maybe you might not use it during the game, but now you've kind of established that relationship.
Right.
And so it's like have them over for dinner another time. And it's like, hey, you want to just, you know, I mean, there's just, we've really tried to do it where we're trying to remove as much as the awkwardness as we can so that people really feel comfortable. And it really is that relational engagement is like, we want people to come, like for people to know, like you are loved. Like we see you and we love you. And this is one of those ways
and
that we can do
fun.
That.
It's just fun. People want to come do something that's fun.
And you know, you always got to say, be yourself. Don't be weird.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I'm watching the World Cup, but it's really an evangelistic meeting.
Yes.
So I brought some people over that aren't always at my house. So, I mean, we all know, as a preacher, I know this, you don't receive the message until you like the messenger.
Yes.
And so if you're a weirdo Christian person and, you know, you have a big cross in front of your, I don't know, you know, you just, you're freaking weirding people out. Not even watching the game, I think you're going to repel them rather than, man, they should leave your house, get in their car and say, that was really fun.
Yes.
I like those
we
people.
We laughed. Yes.
I like their friends.
Yes.
I hope we do that again.
Exactly.
And maybe it's the second or third game.
Exactly.
Where something goes a little deeper spiritually. It doesn't have to happen in the first 10 minutes in the first game.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's the whole, even as we thought about like, how do we want to approach doing and just engaging in the World Cup? And really, as we thought about it, it's like, and our goal is to actually equip 100,000 believers in 10,000 churches.
Wow.
Because really the thought is like, okay, if we, if people are equipped and trained in how to share their faith, the World Cup is a moment and it is a big moment that we don't want to lose.
Yeah.
But you now can share the faith, share your faith for the rest of your life.
And yeah, I need a kit. Where's the kit?
VictoryBeyondTheCup.com. You can go on now and you can sign up for a free kit. They're free.
Oh, they're free.
They're free. So
and
they
we'll have a link in our show notes, too.
Yes, so they are free. And so there are only 25,000 physical kits, but we have digital kits that will also be available that have some fun things like soccer bingo on there as well.
And we have the rules of soccer?
We do have a soccer for dummies on there.
I want it.
We do.
I want it.
We do.
I should know better. I remember I literally got asked to be a goalie for this rec team years ago. I'm like, yeah, I can play goalie. It's got to be easy. I mean, right, come on.
You could tease your hands.
And I put on my NFL receiver gloves and I walk out there and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't you guys wear gloves? They're like, not those gloves. They were like shocked. I didn't know half the rules.
Okay, I have to ask this. We don't have much time. Yeah. But Dave does not like to invite people over for the Super Bowl because...
Because I want to watch the game.
You want to watch the game? Yeah.
He's serious.
You want to talk? Yes. Go in the kitchen. I'm watching.
Yeah. I had a friend come in and she's like, oh, so does this happen every year? This thing called the Super Bowl. Dave gives me this look of like, how could you invite her to our Super Bowl? He might have said, you guys, can you go in the other room?
I'm getting a really bad reputation today. I earned it.
If anybody can take it, it's you. But because there's so many games going on, this is a great opportunity. Maybe it's not. Super Bowl is like the finals.
Yeah.
But this doesn't necessarily have to be like that.
Yeah. And I love what you said. It's like, maybe be strategic about the game you pick. You know, if you are a soccer fan, don't pick the team that you really are invested in, because that's going to be really hard for you to engage.
Yes.
I mean, it's funny because I actually was talking to somebody and they were saying they're a huge Argentinian fan and they were just like, yeah, I'm not going to invite people over when Argentina plays.
Right.
And I was like, yes.
I wouldn't either.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're not going to. And so be strategic. It's like, think about, like, go through. And that's what we love is, like, we actually have in the kit, even it's just like, who are the five people? And then look through the schedule and choose, like, actually write down the date of the game that you want to invite people over to.
Yeah.
And so kind of just even like a little mini planning thing. And even in, we have like a it's called a key player guide, which is our host guide. And it really is step-by-step. Takes you how to host. Really? Again,
that's
like
awesome.
Very step, big, very clear.
And let me say, as a parent, this is a great opportunity to share this whole idea with your kids.
Yes.
To pray as a family, like kids, like, because families are into these sports. Like soccer, when you're into a sport as your kids are, the whole family's involved.
Mm-hmm.
So invite the whole family. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can't do a lot of families depending on how big your house is or apartment, but this is a great thing to bring your kids into for discipleship. Mm-hmm. Guys, we care about Jesus. We care about people. And so what if we prayed, Lord, who are some families or who's a family we can invite over?
Yeah.
This gives your kids a vision for how Jesus can use their lives.
You know, and we know because we were chaplains and you still are in this area. Sport is such a common, you know, it brings
it
you together.
Us.
And
it
you
does.
Don't even have to be like me. I don't know soccer as well as I know other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Could I still see God use that in our home? We got to get the kit. We're going to invite people over. I'll let them teach me soccer as we're watching the game.
Good idea.
Which would be odd. And they'd probably go, well, I like this more than anything. Sport is strategic.
Yes.
It connects you to people.
It does.
So use why not use it to lead them to Jesus? Can you imagine hearing stories from all around the country?
I hope people we do hear them.
Coming to Christ because you... use the kit and use the World Cup to say, let's meet
Jesus.
Guys,
why wouldn't you? Like, the kit's free.
Yeah.
If the box isn't available, you can get it digitally.
Yes. I love what you said. And I love, too, just the thought of, like, even as you were sharing, just thinking it's like, you might be passionate about soccer. Great. You get to share that. But if you aren't, there are people around you. If there's 5 billion people engaged, there's somebody around you that you know that cares about this. And so then you get to learn and experience their passion. And I just think, like, what a gift that is.
Yeah.
Like, that we get to give other people to come in and teach us and help, you know, help us understand the game that they love so much. And it just is like, it's that mutuality that we get to experience. It's bond, that bringing together that sports really uniquely.
I love it.
Yeah. Does.
Yeah. Here's one last thought.
Yeah.
If you don't host at your house and somebody invites you to their house, go.
Yes.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
You're going as an evangelist. Don't be a weird evangelist, but go and love and enjoy.
Yeah.
Be a friend, and then they might invite you back, and then later you can invite them to your house and see what God does.
I love it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, so Heather, what would you say if I'm listening or watching and I'm like, I'm in?
What are my next steps?
What do I do?
Yeah, so your next step is go check out victorybeyondthecup.com, and on there is a place where you can sign up to receive a free kit. And so from there, you will get the kit. And even in the kit, there's going to be QR codes that are going to take you to videos and how to, you know, just quick 5-minute trainings that you can watch, you know, individually, or if you even want to bring your small group in and watch it together, like, that's a great option to just, you know, trained. And so you feel prepared and ready and expectant to see God move during the World Cup.
Here's what I would end up doing. If I was doing this, I'd order the kit. I'd get the kit. I'd call my friend, Michelle.
Yes.
And our kids are similar ages. And I said, hey, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to do something exactly. together with one of your friends. Mm-hmm. And then you can start praying. Yes. It's not only just your family, but their mm-hmm. family too. And catch a vision. Like God mm-hmm. wants to use you. He yeah. wants to use your gifts, your passions. And maybe you're not so into football, mm-hmm. soccer, but they, as you said, there's a lot of people that are. And if this is your thing, start praying and inviting them. But first of all, get that kit.
Yeah. And we've got the link in our show notes. Go to familylifetoday.com, click on that link, and start the journey.
Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a crew ministry celebrating 50 years of helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.